It's like those PBS shows you used to watch as a kid. The Obscure 80s podcast is made possible from listeners like you. So if you like the show, why don't you head on over to www.obscure80s.com and click on the donate button at the bottom of the page. That's www.obscure80s.com. All donations are greatly appreciated. You know you want to help.
Think you remember the 80s? La 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 la, sing a happy song. La 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 la, smirk the whole day long. Think again.
Hey you, get your damn hands off her.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Crazy fool.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Where is the beat?
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Welcome to the Obscure 80s Podcast. The 80s you only think you remember.
Howdy, everyone, and welcome to the Obscure 80s Podcast, episode number 49. You look confused. It was this. I had the main mix up. I forgot. Sorry. My bad.
No problem.
So, let us start by apologizing for... I'm Jay Emmett.
I'm Stevie D.
I'm KC Masterpiece.
Wow. I'm KC Over the Top.
Woo!
All right.
Mute him. Yeah, where's he at?
Mute him.
Coming down a little there, brother. There you are. All right. All right.
That doesn't mean try harder.
And you are, sir.
And I am the epic proportionate one. MIC question mark.
Questionable Mike.
With the Imperial Crown.
So let's start. Last week, we're sorry.
It's a problem in progress that we're fixing.
Which means tonight's show isn't going to be what tonight's show was going to be because there was some stuff that we couldn't do.
Let's say some of the programming on the computer is not working with each other properly, so...
We'll get it.
We'll fix it.
We're working on it.
We'll get to it.
We got some new stuff on here, too, that we got to kind of play around with, and some cakewalk and whatnot, so we'll work on that as well.
Yep.
And I'm sorry that last week's episode was posted late. It would have been posted by Tuesday had GoDaddy not been giving me problems. Every time I would go to post it, it would get about 25 to 30% through, and then it would give me an I/O error and just drop it. And I tried like 5 times. Finally, I recorded a little bit to post up saying that I didn't know what was happening. You could go over to such and such place to get the episode. I figured I'd give it one more try. Yeah, I got it to work. So it didn't post till late Wednesday night around 10 o'clock. Normally it's posted on Monday morning. Actually, Sunday night to Monday morning. And I apologize. I just would not post for us. We had so many issues last week. But it was a fun show. I hope we do get some feedback. I realize we probably got it up a little late to be getting any feedback for this week as far as the question, as far as people, what movie they would remake and who they would cast in it, which I would love to get back from some people just because I'm curious. Mm-hmm. Also, if you haven't been going to the website, you really should start because I'm actually updating it.
We have a website?
Shut up. As Brian from Drunken Zombie would say, I hate you.
Oh, damn.
It's no wonder I'm chipping my teeth every week.
Drunken Zombie has a website?
Yes, they do. DrunkenZombie.com.
When did this happen?
They've had it for a while.
Isn't me and Mike...
So I guess you don't listen to their show.
Isn't me and Mike affiliate official...
Yeah, I sent it to the Drunken Zombie guys that you guys should become members of the Creepy Uncle Club.
I didn't think I'd become a member.
You have to listen to understand, Mike. Crazy Uncle Club. I'm sorry.
Oh, crazy.
I'd become a member.
Yeah, you should. Get a t-shirt, you know. Anyway.
I've actually thought about getting one of his t-shirts and wearing it to Horror Hound next year.
I think you should.
That'd be just funny. It'd be like, Ready! And he'd be like, holy shit!
Anyway, for any of this to make sense, you need to be listening to Drunken Zombie.
Drunken Zombie.
And I know some of our listeners do, which is awesome. Keep listening to them.
Yeah. DrunkenZombie.com.
Metal Mikey. I know you listen to them. You should, because they're a good show. And they're
And he'll be at Horror Hound as well.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, at least that's what is the plan so far.
And then us and Drunken Zombie can gang rape. I mean, take him out for a beer.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Come on, Jason. Tell the truth. Gang rape.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm sorry, guys.
I figured we just leave him in the same room.
Sorry
with,
if I'm a little
Mike.
Out of it tonight. I'm trying. I'm just, I don't know, man. I think I'm getting maybe a summer cold or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
sucks,
you don't
but,
look
yeah.
all that well.
I've been home with the kids and my daughter has been sick for a couple of days, so I was home with her today all day.
Excuses,
children,
excuses.
They will get you sick.
And she probably drank out of my cup a couple times when I wasn't looking, so Lord knows. So what are we doing? We got, we don't have much mail. And again, it's probably, a lot of it's due to the fact of how late I posted this week, and I'm sorry.
Maybe, yeah.
Next week is the 50th, our 1 year. It is our 1 year. It is our 1 year.
Wow, we actually made it.
Oh, go to our website, because I was saying that. I'm updating it now regularly, and I'm putting questions on there and a couple other really cool things on there. And I'm trying to post a week in advance what our topic for that week will be, so if people want to input. So you can get that on there. It's wrong this week, of course, which, like I said, I can't promise it'll always be right.
What's wrong?
The topic for this week is wrong.
Oh, is it?
Because we changed it, yes.
Yeah. Last minute change. You were there. Yeah. Oh, you were here.
I was.
You're here.
He's a retard.
I don't listen.
You have to forgive him. Anyway, next week is our 1 year anniversary. Actually, if you want to be real technical about it, it's been a year this weekend.
What?
Yep.
Technically. But we've had actually a couple two-parter episodes we've had.
Correct.
Oh, good point.
So it actually kind of falls to next week, not our 52nd, from some missed weeks and some calculations. And if you don't trust us, go back and do the calculations.
Nobody will do it. No way. Plus a couple of the first episodes missing completely.
Yes, you can't.
So are a bunch of the others right now. They're not missing, but we haven't posted the old ones.
I don't know. I bet you there's one super fan of ours.
That would be really cool if there was.
I don't know. It's a little creepy.
It's cool.
I have every episode
except for the first one, which I'm still trying to see if I can get a hold of it.
Don't
so.
Talk to Casey Masterpiece if you are that person.
Damn, he's got some man boobs over here.
I've got gorilla tits. So
Tiggle bitties.
Anyway, next week will be our 50th. It'll be a huge deal. We got some really cool things planned. It's not going to be like the 20th, but we will party like we did on the 20th.
Party actually, like a rock star.
The difference between the 50th and the 20th is we had nothing planned for the 20th. We were just like, it's our 20th. We're throwing a party.
Woo!
This one we actually have some plans, and it ought to be. You know what? This will be the one. If you're a fan, this will be the one to make sure you listen to, because you're going to find some stuff out, and it's going to be a really good time. If you listen and you consider yourself a fan and you've written or called in before, write or call in this week before Friday.
Before Friday by noon.
And you know who you are.
The reason being, we want to compile. We want to have all kinds of people who are fans of the show. This is all about the show, everything to do with the show. Fans, friends, everything. That's what the 50th is going to be about. And we want stories. Like, if you have just it done that, any 80s story, any story that took place in the 80s.
Correction. Thursday by noon.
Yeah, Thursday by noon, because we're off on Friday, because it's the 4th, the day after. And
we might be able to get something off of yours.
If you just want to call in and tell me happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone will call in for yours. Because I don't think anyone really called.
We were at Horror Hound for years. That was the Horror Hound.
And
weekend.
I did get a happy birthday shout out by the Not Living Podcast Girls.
So, right. So, you know, that's why.
I'm special.
Yes, I was waiting for you to sing, Mike.
Special?
Special.
But we want, if it's just a shout out or a congrats or a you guys suck or a here's a good story I have from the 80s, we don't care.
Or send here's a in. Picture of my boobs for Stewie D.
Send it in. I'll take a picture of my boobs and send it to you.
All right, sweet.
Picture of my boobs.
You got boobs, that's for sure.
We'll put our boobs against each other and take a picture of that and send it to you. But yeah, just send them in. Email, voicemail, either way, obscure80s@gmail.com, or go to the website, click contact, or 1-206-350-6229. Now, TJ, we're sorry. We did get it. We do have it together. We had a Totally TJ for our original show planned for tonight, but again, we had some issues. So that'll be going on the same show, which will be taking place in a couple of weeks.
Sorry, dude.
He's way too understanding of us.
Well, that, you know what this means, right? It just gives him more time to compile other stuff.
Yes, podcasting is a fickle business, my friends.
It is a fickle business.
Expensive one, too. That's why we that's why we try to have people donate as much as possible.
We're not going to beg.
All for you.
We say we're not going to beg.
We've I'm not begging. At the I'm just telling people.
So we got one little piece of mail, so let's do that real quick, shall we? Is that cool?
Okay.
It's not much mail, but we're going to do it anyway.
Donate.
Yeah.
It's time to reach into our sack.
Donuts.
And pull out the mail. Oh, yeah.
You know what kills me is we've been playing that for a while, and every time Mike gets to giggling.
He giggles about Saturdays.
For those of you who don't know, Mike is like the sophomoric humor guy of to beat all sophomoric humor guys. Okay, so this is actually from our friend Da Fixer, and this is related to our news for tonight, but it's not directly an email to us, but I thought we should read it because I thought some of our fans might be interested. It says Oh, I thought you were saying, like, and then I cut you off. Cool. This Sunday, the crew is going to dedicate a show to the late George Carlin, as he was one of the most forthright and funny individuals on the planet. We lost Richard, Sam, John, and now George. All of these men represent those who not only influenced comedy, which was their trade, but art, entertainment, language, and attitudes. We were not podcasting when Richard Pryor, Sam Kinison, or John Candy passed away. Bless them all for what they contributed to our world. So we're going to take the time, this time, to give George Carlin a send-off a man of his stature deserves. So we are asking everyone who is interested to email us a short MP3 file on George. It could be anything, a story, or this is probably more for us, but your favorite stand-up or movie appearance, even what he meant to you. They're going to be recording the show this Sunday, the 27th.
Today's the
27th.
Well, it says Sunday the 27th. So they either meant Saturday. Okay. Well, I don't know what they meant, but they're recording it this weekend. So, yeah. And that's I don't know what your cast is, man. Send it over and we'll post it. Or we'll put a link on our website to you guys. So you guys can go check it out. And I love how he ended this. He said, "Do it for George. Do it for the children. Do it for the Ewoks. Peace, Da Fixer." So send us over the exact cast, and I'll put a link on our site so people can go over and check that out. So
hell yeah.
Because it sounds really cool. I'll probably check that one out just because I love George Carlin. And that's in our news, and we will get to that. So let's do news, shall we? Because there's a lot. We've got a lot of news this week. One of it's just a really big thing, and it's some do you want to tell your little piece first? Your little piece of news.
What's that?
Your little piece of news.
Oh, this week, the new Motley Crue Saints of Los Angeles CD just came out.
Came out last Tuesday.
Actually, it is a great CD.
I've heard good things about it. You're not the only person I know who bought it.
And they actually came out with another CD for their tour, the Crue Fest compilation. Granted, they're the only ones from the 80s on here, but, you know. It's just CD for all you crew heads out there.
Crew-related, so that'll work. So,
but great. Saints of Los Angeles is great.
Saints of Los Angeles came out last Tuesday. So
I've actually listened to
If you're a crew fan.
I've listened to the entire album.
Everything I've heard off of it. I only heard a couple cuts, but I liked them. So if you're a crew fan or if you're just that sort of music fan, go out and check it out. So Tony Sclafani from MSNBC just released an article featuring what he called forgotten 80s teen classic movies. Blah, that's a mouthful. The article focuses on five films from the decade: Morgan Stewart's Coming Home, The Last American Virgin, Vision Quest, Heaven Help Us, and 7 Minutes in Heaven. You can check these this article out on MSNBC.MSN.com. I actually read it. It was pretty interesting. Okay, we've mentioned before that the Transformers has a title. The Transformer movie that's coming out whenever. Transformers 2 Revenge of the Fallen. Well, there's a possible explanation out now, and if you want to go read it, you go right ahead, because I tried to read it once. I'm not trying to read it again. But it has something to do with Unicron, and I've even heard it may deal with Galvatron, which is Megatron after he came back as Galvatron.
Oh, yeah.
But you can check that out. I know IGN.com has some information about that. Also, the producer of Transformers, Tom DeSanto, stated in a Q&A session with Back Row Chatter that he has an interesting way of bringing Grimlock into the next film.
Me, Grimlock.
That was horrible.
And pretty scary.
Me, sorry.
Stop
yes,
doing that.
Yes, you are.
Use a Jar Jar Binks, apparently.
Me, sorry.
As we mentioned a little bit earlier, George Carlin, the man who was best known for the seven words you can never say on television, has passed away. Carlin, who had a history of heart trouble, was taken to St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica on Sunday after complaining of discomfort in his chest. He died later that evening, most likely from heart failure. Carlin was best known to 80s fans as the lovable Rufus in the Bill and Ted series of films, which those of you who know us know that we really liked the Bill
and
Ted.
May he always party on.
Go ahead.
And party on, Rufus.
I sent that over to I think I did that. I sent something to Freddie, and I think that's how I worded it. But he was performing as recently as last weekend at the Orleans Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas. He was 71 years old. And with that, I kind of gave an update of Patrick Swayze because he had a little tiny update, and I thought it was a little nicer. We told you earlier this year that he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Swayze himself told the Globe in an interview that his treatments seemed to be working well, and aside from a little discomfort he had after having a tooth pulled, he was feeling fine. And we know he's gearing up to do a TV show, which...
Do you honestly think they should do it?
They could probably pull off a season. As long as they have, like, a closer, I guess it'd be all right.
Yeah.
As long as they know where they're going to go with it. Where was I? Oh, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is still making a splash overseas. Go ahead, get it out now.
Toilet splash. Turd. Sorry.
Riding the wave of a strong opening in Japan, the fourth Indiana Jones film took in $25 million in foreign markets, bringing its overall foreign total to $392 million. More than half of the box office tally for Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls, which is playing in 62 markets, came from Japan, where the Harrison Ford film premiered to a $13.1 million premiere. Kingdom of the Crystal Skull returned to the top spot after being knocked down for 2 weeks. Second place in the foreign market was the Big Green himself, the Incredible Hulk, which is now up to $63.3 million foreign. So there you go.
So did it do better overseas than here?
I don't think it's doing... Well, it bounced back up to number one overseas. It was number one, then it went down for 2 weeks, now it's back up, so it's actually making quite a bit of change.
Yeah.
I don't know that it didn't premiere better overseas than it did here. I don't know about overall. But, no, it premiered pretty killer here, which means George Lucas is thinking he did something right.
Oh, great. More CGI monkeys.
Yay.
Here, I'll draw them for you.
80s culture club icon Boy George was denied a Visa, not a MasterCard, Stu, a Visa because he faces a trial in November in London on charges of false imprisonment. George, 48, denies the allegations, which stem back to an April 2007 incident. The flamboyant 80s singer, best known for his hits like Karma Chameleon and Do You Really Want to Hurt Me, was charged based on the complaint of a 28-year-old man who claimed the singer held him against his will in his home. As of right now, George is free on unconditional bail and is not barred from traveling, but his visa application was denied and may cause conflicts to upcoming U.S. tour dates. In August 2007, George spent 5 days cleaning the streets of Manhattan to fulfill a community service sentence for falsely reporting a break-in in his New York home. George's management said the denial of the U.S. visa had nothing to do with that case.
Well, we're going to miss him. We're going to miss him blind.
He looks horrible.
Yeah, he does.
This next one came compliments of Stewie D. Cyndi Lauper will be appearing on As the World Turns on July the 3rd. Cyndi was asked to perform her new single, Into the Nightlife, off her new album, Bring You to the Brink, which was released back on May 27th of this year, as well as her hit song, True Colors. Lauper will be playing herself performing at a gay pride parade, where characters Noah and Luke will be in attendance. So if you're a Lauper fan, or you want to watch a fake gay pride parade, check it out. Cyndi jumped at the chance to take part in what she called a groundbreaking love story. She was quoted as saying, "As the world turns and CBS should be commended for telling this beautiful love story, a first on daytime television. I am honored to play a role in Luke and Noah's lives. This story has been told from the heart, with beauty and compassion. Ugh. Luke and Noah have played an important role in opening the hearts and minds of people all around the world to the fact that love between two gay men is as special and meaningful as the love two people of the opposite sex have for each other. I hope their story continues to play on for many years, and that they know if they ever need me again, I am always available to make a trip to Oakdale to help them out." Well, first of all, it is a soap opera, so I doubt their story will continue for years to come.
Yeah.
There might be somebody else that comes in, but you know how soap operas
go. Go ahead, say it, Mike.
Rawhide.
Second off, I don't want people to think I was giggling because when I was reading this story has been told from the heart. Where was it?
Yeah, that part is corny.
The love between two gay men is a special and meaningful. I could see Mike looking at me. And I just got a little creepy there. Just a second.
Didn't that already happen in, was it Will and Grace? You know, that
yeah, it's,
kind
not,
of
it's not. I don't think it's there. It's not really a love story.
Or Ellen, or...
Again, no love story.
Torchwood.
No, like, lengthy love story, though, that I'm aware
Go-bots.
Of. Captain Jack just loved everybody. He didn't really care. Yeah. Next up, Kermit Love dies at the age of 91. Kermit Love, the costume designer who, alongside puppeteer Jim Henson, created Big Bird and other Sesame Street characters, has died from congestive heart failure.
Yeah, I thought it was from pork.
Love was also involved in the creations of Mr. Snuffleupagus, Oscar the Grouch, and Cookie Monster, the Snuggle Bear, as well as many other creatures from television and stage. Henson designed the original sketches of Big Bird, and Love then built the 8-foot, 2-inch-tall yellow-feathered costume. Henson often credited Love with the idea of making feathers fall off the giant bird as he moved around, making him more realistic. And both men swore the lovable frog Kermit, also from the mind of Henson, was not named after Mr. Love himself.
Is that just a coincidence?
That's what they both claim. It was just a coincidence.
Okay.
Whatever.
How many guys you know named Kermit?
No shit.
Not very many. Wait, me personally? 12, and that's it. That's all I know.
It ain't easy being green.
Our last small piece of news is Grandmaster... that's the guy who's really good at making potatoes, Grandmaster Flash. Grandmaster Flash has a memoir coming out, and Newsweek.com recently interviewed the hip-hop pioneer about it. The article in which Flash discusses his book, his past, and the music industry of today can be read online, and that is Newsweek.com. And that's it. That's the news, as it were.
You know, back to the Cyndi Lauper appearance on a soap.
Sorry,
I don't think it's going to be. I don't think it's going to beat Snoop Dogg's appearance on One Life to Live. That was good.
And did you watch that?
Oh, you know, I was on third shift, and you know, I didn't have a whole lot of
whatever. You watched whatever. It?
Okay, I'm a fan. Shut up.
All right, hey, so I saw her on Jimmy Kimmel the other night.
I can deal with Jimmy Kimmel, but watching soap opera?
Shut up.
You guys mind
the story is riveting.
I'm going to get a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about some stuff.
All
right. If you've ever had a paranormal experience, then you know it's hard to understand. My name is TJ, and I host the 13 Skulls podcast at www.the13skulls.com. Join me and take a journey into a world that's just beyond your comprehension. The world of the paranormal.
So, we're going to be talking about public service announcements and commercials this week. And this topic,
only you can prevent forest fires.
And this topic comes from a listener, which is Matthew from Shelby Township, who suggested that we do this. And Stewie
Shelby
really,
Township rocks.
Stewie really liked the idea of it, and so we decided to do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what more did we have in the 80s? You know,
PSAs.
Oh, jeez, I mean, PSAs. And what's going to be weird about this show is besides playing some and talking about them, mm-hmm. I have an article that I wrote a while back that we're going to play a piece on that because I recorded it for the show. And we, of course, have a Totally TJ dealing with this subject, so which is good. And they all kind of deal with, well, his kind of deals with the 80s public service announcements and how they got started. Yeah. I just kind of wanted to bring up the fact that 80s commercials, one of the things I think made 80s commercials different than, like, commercials of today.
A lot cornier.
Well, I'm going to kind of get kind of, like, because it's going to sound wrong, but it's not wrong.
Okay.
80s commercials were, like, a series. You got a series of commercials based on the same thing. Now, a lot of people would say they do that today. Like the Geico Caveman and the Aflac Duck. But they were a little different back then, how they structured them. But I think I should play the little piece I wrote, which is about 5 minutes, but I think it's interesting.
All right.
Although Stewie looks like he's about to pass out. Because I think it'll really put forth everything I'm going to want to say without me actually having to say it twice.
Okay.
Anybody have any issues with that? If so, fuck you. Wagga, wagga, wagga. Waga, waga, waga.
Fuck you.
So here is a little piece I wrote.
When did you write this?
Right about a year ago. It was an article I wrote, which Stu actually grabbed and posted it on our blog on our MySpace.
He did this
account.
Before we actually started doing the cast.
Yeah, I actually wrote a couple 80s related articles for a little thing where I'd make, you know, 20 cents. I'd make money when people read it or whatever. I did people read it. It's the way they had to repost it. I don't know. But I made a little bit of money off of it. But these were some articles I wrote.
Did you make 25 cents?
Yeah, something like 50 cents. I don't know. I might still be making money off of it. I have no idea. But anyway, here it goes. And this is my 80s commercial. We all remember them, at least those of us born before Britney Spears. They were the greatest commercials the world has ever known, launching grand careers and setting the catchphrases onto the lips of a generation. They were the commercials of the 1980s. In 1984, our worlds were forever changed when a little old woman named Clara Peller lifted an oversized hamburger bun and uttered three words that would go down in infamy. Where's the beef? On January 10th, 1984, Wendy's launched their new ad campaign, which featured a trio of elderly ladies examining a fast food restaurant with a lot of bun and little burger. After her cohorts poke and question the lacking patty, Peller steps forward, delivers her line, and lands herself in the history books. The line, "Where's the beef?" became so popular it began to pop up everywhere, even into a political speech given by Democratic candidate Walter Mondale against opponent Gary Hart. Coincidentally, Mondale overtook Hart as a Democratic frontrunner, many say thanks to that quote. Then there was Mikey, the finicky child who wouldn't eat. Wouldn't, that is, until someone handed him a box of Life cereal. And wouldn't you know it? Mikey likes it. Now, some of you will undoubtedly remember that the Mikey commercials actually began in the 70s. And while this is true, the 80s offered a new life, no pun intended, to the campaign when word got out that Mikey was dead. The culprit, eating Pop Rocks candy and drinking a Coke, had caused his stomach to rupture. Turns out this was nothing more than an urban legend, but it spurred a revamp of the Life commercials, bringing back an older and much alive Mikey. As well as giving us a few great zingers, commercials of the Reagan era also launched a few great careers. In 1986, a young David Leisure first appeared on our screens as Joe Isuzu, a smug, trash-talking liar who made up ridiculous claims about the vehicles he was promoting. The commercials worked, running until 1990, and helped to propel Leisure into sitcoms, film, fame, and fortune. In 1999, Joe Isuzu made another string of appearances in similar ad campaigns that ran until 2001. Makes me wonder if we'll ever see him again. Another famous 80s face we first saw in commercials was none other than Webster himself, Emmanuel Lewis. With nearly 60 commercials to his name, Lewis was probably most recognized for his Burger King ads, but there were others. He helped sell Campbell's soup, Colgate toothpaste, and countless other products to homes around the country and around the world. His fame landed him his role on Webster, a show created around him and brought him face-to-face with a few of Tinseltown's biggest celebrities at the time, including one Mr. Michael Jackson. What a perfect segue to talk about the King of Pop and his ever-so-wonderful Pepsi commercials. In 1984, Pepsi announced they were starting a new campaign, the choice of a new generation, and who better to help launch it than Jackson, one of the biggest stars in the 80s. Jackson appeared in the first two generation ads, driving Pepsi sales and making his commercials some of TV's favorites. Then, while on the set of one of Pepsi's bigger promos, it happened. A pyrotechnic display erupted, setting Jackson's hair ablaze. Was it the flames that caused Jackson to burn out on Pepsi? It didn't appear so. In 1988, he appeared in a Pepsi four-part series entitled The Chase. One of the more interesting things about the Jackson Pepsi ads is a very young Fresh Prince of Bel-Air star dancing across town, complete in red and black leather attire. That's right, the Michael wannabe was none other than Alfonso Rivera, a.k.a. Carlton. Notice how his dancing skills evolved over time. And let's not forget his classic Reagan and Poppin' commercial and book. In the 80s, we enjoyed our commercials. They entertained us. We appreciated them. We watched them because they starred people we wanted to see. Because they dealt with situations we found relevant. But most of all, we watched them because we didn't have the ability to fast-forward past them with the use of our DVR. However you may feel about these gems, they came from my era. And I, for one, will let the 80s commercials live on inside of me by never forgetting the immortal words, "Give me a light," and by continuously chanting the mantra of my generation, "Go, Spuds, go."
Now that was deep, man.
F you, and I've talked enough for tonight.
I love the dead dude.
The dead dude?
Loved it.
I thought you said loved the dead dude.
He said loved it, that dude. Did kind of sound like loved the dead dude, but hey, whatever, dude. Whatever floats your boat, man.
Jinx, Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
You can't say it. He said it.
You owe him a Coke.
So that's what we're talking about. And public service announcements. I should have went. I should have said that, but I didn't. So if I'm a little out off my game, off my rocker, whatever, forgive me.
Aren't you all?
Because I'm gonna try to engineer this little bitch tonight.
Aren't you always like that?
I am always like that.
Say no to drugs.
Yeah, I think I got a summer cold.
Isn't that like a PSA?
This has sucked because my wife has worked for a daycare for the last year, and it's like I get the kids are always sick, and I'm always getting sick, and I'm not used to this. It's been a rough year.
And now you know.
And always have to battle.
Did we have a voicemail from Metal Mikey that I was just completely stupid and didn't know we had?
I don't think so.
It says Metal Mikey voicemail, episode 49. Well, I'm going to play it.
Okay.
This will take up some time. Sorry. No, we didn't know because we're idiots. Here we go. Here's a voicemail.
Oh, you know what day it is? Oh, yeah. I'm calling on a Saturday. Ow! Yeah, this is Metal Mikey checking in again, as I said I would. I checked your website earlier. I'm sorry to hear that the Big Hair Bash wasn't that much of a turnout.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were all hoping for you. And hopefully this will happen again next year so that I can definitely make the run then. And if you time it around the same time, oh, man, what a way to turn 30 around that time.
Ooh.
Oh, to the yeah. But anyways, I chimed in for more thoughts on the sitcom episode that you recently recorded. Actually, Now that I think back on it, I do have more memories of Punky Brewster, and not just because I had an insane crush on Soleil Moon Frye. No, I actually have key episodes I remember. The other shows, such as Silver Spoons, you can kind of remember the general concept of, but nothing really stuck out in my head. Alf, you know, I loved Alf, but again, nothing stuck out. Well, except for the fact that I still make jokes to this day about eating other people's cats because of that show. And
eating cat.
Or eating.
God, even eating back in the day, Small Wonder was weird, weird, weird.
Small Wonder was weird.
Anyways, going back to Punky Brewster, my memorable episode, definitely the one where they were playing hide-and-seek outside, in the winter, mind you, where Sherry decided, oh, there's this abandoned refrigerator out in the backyard of our apartment complex. Let me hide in it. Well, the fun begins there because she locks herself in,
ties
herself with oxygen, passes out.
That's right.
And then Punky Brewster, using her... Wait, Punky was it Punky Power, or was it just simple public education? Ah, well, you decide. Anyway, she decides, I'm going to perform CTR on Sherry.
CTR?
Now, I know where some people are going to go with this episode.
Let's
leave those dirty-minded folks away. This was a very educational show. And, you know, if you think about it,
Future Fantasies too.
Maybe George Lucas did actually rip off that episode for Indiana Jones 4. I mean, granted, yeah, it would have been even more hilarious to see Indiana Jones pass out from oxygen deprivation when he hid in the refrigerator, you know, after being blown 100 yards away by a nuclear explosion. But, you know, I imagine that somehow his sitcom viewing laid the seeds of inspiration. But anyways, I better wrap this up. I hope you all are doing excellent. Yes, and I just remembered something. I remember KC was talking about wanting to see a Mega Man movie at some point down the line.
Hell yeah!
Well, thankfully to the diligent work of a co-worker of mine, she did actually send me a little film update saying that Capcom is actually starting up its own film studio.
Cool deal.
That's right. The game company that indeed brought Mega Man, a.k.a. Rockman, to our shores.
Oh, yeah.
They had their own movie studio. Who knows? This could be a dream come to reality at some point down the line.
Sweet.
Personally, I'm kind of hoping more for a Ghosts and Goblins movie, but...
Oh, that would be sweet.
Hey, what can I say? I'd still show up for a Mega Man movie. Anyways, y'all take it easy. Have yourselves an awesome Saturday. That goes out especially for you, M.I.C. with the question mark. Oh, yes. And your other note, I am going to leave something really special for the 50th episode.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm tuning up the pipes as we speak.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
So, stay awesome, guys. Take it easy. Talk to you later.
Stay
bye.
Awesome. Yes.
Kick ass.
I think that was a hint that he might be singing.
I think so.
That's
stay
awesome.
Tuned.
That is great. Do. Mega Man or Ghosts and Goblins? Talk about a movie that needs to star.
So is Capcom gonna redo Street Fighter after the Chun Li, or is that
I don't know?
Or are they doing Chun Li the Street Fighter Chun Li?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to do Chun Li, but
yeah,
I kind of figure you would.
Pixels and all. no, we were talking. You were saying what's his face should play Wild Bill.
Oh, Jeff Foxworthy?
Jeff Foxworthy, yeah. He should play the dude from Ghosts and Goblins because he looks just like
him. Yeah.
I used to love those games. Mega Man, though, if they do it, man, it needs to be like CG.
Yeah, I want to see live action.
I don't think it would work.
It'd be fun if they did. Sure it is.
Yeah,
I'm
but they also
they
would
said
make
that
it hokey.
Yeah, they also said Transformers. Well, it is CG. Never mind.
Yeah. Well,
it's mixture.
So it's great that he brought some of that up, especially the locked in a. Refrigerator, because it's gonna definitely be pertinent to tonight's show, and it was just by happenstance that happened. Basically, the way we're gonna try to kind of format this is we're going to either play a commercial or play a public service announcement, and we are going to talk about it a little bit. Now, I'm gonna save the Totally TJ till later on in the episode, but when I do, he'll bring up some important information about why they started the public service announcements.
He is always full of information, according to his wife.
Yes.
He knows
everything.
Well, he can't if...
Well, I guess two of us can do everything.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, two great minds think alike or whatever.
Then again, so do we.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so let's get started on this, shall we? Now, the way I'm going to do this, I have this set up, and we're just going to play a PSA. Now, keep in mind, these are from the 80s, and I got them where I could get them, and some are better sound quality than others. So, I'm going to attempt to adjust volumes where I can, and we will try not to interrupt it too much, but I'm sure we're, you know. So, here's the first one I've got. This is probably, oh, this is one of our favorites. This is actually an infomercial from the 80s, and we've talked about this one, and you're finally going to get to hear it. So, here it goes.
Sweet.
Telmac presents Alfonso Ribeiro.
Hi. You know, I wasn't born a dancer. I learned to do it with a lot of help. And with my help, you can learn, too. Moves like the moonwalk. Or the king turret. It's all right here in my breaking and popping book. Almost 100 pages that simply and clearly take you through the moves. In a few minutes, you could be doing backspins that will flip out your friends, or eye-popping moves like the centipede. My step-by-step guide starts with the basics, but takes you all the way to tough moves like the windmill. It's all right here in my easy-to-follow book. And tell Mom and Dad it's the safe way to break and pop, not the things you shouldn't try. With my book comes a fold-out breaking board. Carry around to give you a huge 65 by 70 safe dancing area anywhere. Can you rap? Well, there's even a full rap sheet included. Plus, this instruction poster to hang on the wall with even more breaking and popping moves. Yep, you get my book. Fold up breaking board, rap sheet, and instruction poster. Plus, you get the right kind of music. Rap attack. Hey, you, the rap. If you like volume one, volume two is radical.
Radical.
Yes, you get my breaking and popping book, the rap sheet, instruction poster, a fold-off breaking board, plus the double album rap attack, all for under $20.
Break on his face.
Alfonso's right, only $19.99. For COD and credit card orders, call 1-800-453-8500. Save the COD charges by sending $19.99 plus $3 shipping and handling to Breakin' and Poppin'. 443 West 50th Street, New York. Alfonso's Breakin' offer is great for all ages. Have your mom or dad order now.
Okay. So I need to tell you, if you've never seen this, go onto YouTube and put in Carlton Breakin' and Poppin'. Mm-hmm. Looking up Alfonso Ribeiro doesn't really help much. Carlton Breakin' and Poppin' works. Because hearing it is one thing, seeing it, entirely different experience.
Way different.
Oh, boy, you'll love it.
So, basically what started this whole thing one night is I was talking to Stewie D about an infomercial for the break board. And which one of you fellas brought this one up?
Oh, that was me?
Now, I had never seen this in the 80s, so it was quite the treat for me, and I've posted it.
I've loved it since.
I posted it on NOTLP's, one of their your shit page. Funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. Every time he starts out and says, you know, I wasn't born a dancer.
No, wait a minute.
Good thing.
Mike brought this up to
was
us.
Was it Mike?
Yeah,
was
Mike.
It
you?
No, it was Mike.
Yeah, that.
Oh, my bad, dude.
Say
I'm
something.
I was just enjoying the moment. But
enjoying it? having someone else take your success?
I wasn't going to take the credit. Success. Come on.
This is your
take
success?
Your seed?
Funny shit, man. And I wonder sometimes if Alfonso Ribeiro looks back and goes, oh, shit.
I'm
really
sure a lot of...
Can you rap? Well, there's a rap sheet included, thank God.
Wow.
Yeah, not the kind that involves police. Either.
Yeah.
Well, I would have been making shit up. And then remixing it. With Jimmy Page.
All right, so here's our next one. Now, this is a very typical kind of public service announcement, eh?
Hey.
Super Mario?
Hey.
Hey, it's me, Mario.
I don't do a marijuana.
Well, funny that only you should say cracker. That. It's not Mario. No. Here we go. Here's our next one.
Hey, Joey. I got some stuff you just gotta try.
What is it?
Pot. You know, marijuana.
Oh, well, I don't know.
What, chicken?
Joey's in a jam. What should he do?
Cake.
Get a pizza.
Excellent. Get a pizza.
Get real.
Get
you got it. Let's see if Joey's that smart. Pizza.
I'm not chicken. You're a turkey.
He's right. Drug dealers are dorks. Don't even talk to him.
Cowabunga.
I want everybody to know I was doing drugs until I saw that, and the turtles, they got me straight, because I don't want to be a turkey or a dork.
But I do want a pizza.
I know. They're talking about not doing pot. Like, should he get a teacher? He should get a pizza. Like, no shit.
No wonder we're all fat now. Thanks.
He's going to get a pizza. That, of course, was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles telling you why you should not do drugs.
Cowabunga.
Cow a freaking bunga. Now, unfortunately, I left some of these at home, and included on the ones that I accidentally left, it was an accident, was one of my favorites.
This is crack. Crack is cocaine. And you don't know how much it'll kill you.
Pee-wee Herman holding up the crack vial.
Oh, my God. YouTube that, too.
Because I'm sure he never did crack. Or he didn't believe in crack.
He liked
watching
crack.
He did the expensive shit, the actual coke.
Crack.
While at a video store.
And everywhere else. I loved Pee-wee Herman, so I'm not dogging the man. But
well, Pee-wee Herman loved Pee-wee Herman.
And he loves you.
Well, I'm sure he does. I don't know what's next, so let's just play it.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Nacho, where are you? Nacho?
Am not.
Achoo?
Am not.
Huh? Achoo?
Am you're not.
Fire! R2-D2, you found a cigarette. Well, I don't think smoking is grown up at all. Because it's very dangerous. Smoking does dreadful things to your lungs and is very R2 bad for your heart.
Well,
I know I don't have one, but humans
thing?
Do, and I think we should set a good example. Well done, R2. Oh, hello. You know smoking is bad for your health, and it isn't grown up at all.
So he's
please,
smoking. What is he, a sex bot?
A pleasure
for me. R2, do you really think I don't have a heart?
Well, they were getting us from everywhere.
Yeah.
Don't smoke, don't do drugs. They didn't want us to have any damn fun, did they?
No, they didn't. No.
Hey, how apparent that we have a non-smoking one.
R2, do you have any holographic porn?
It's been almost 3 months for the Stewie, dude.
It has been 3 months.
Has it really?
Nope. Yep.
Congrats, dude. That's awesome. 3 months the boy has not smoked, so.
3 months.
3 months.
Three.
So, with that, let's go into a break and,
congratulate me with drinks and money.
Drinks?
Okay.
I don't have any money. Let's go into a break, and we'll come back and play some more of these fascinating public service announcements.
Sweet.
And then we'll get into some commercials.
That would be refreshing.
Right after this. It's the freshest.
WickedPixel.com is your home for award-winning movies. WickedPixel Cinema's latest release, Deadwood Park, took home Best Feature and Best Cinematography Awards at the 2007 Freak Show Film Festival in Orlando, Florida. Scrapbook, named Best Independent Film of the Year in 2001 by Rue Morgue Magazine, also won Best Feature at the Fright Night Film Festival in 2007. Ice from the Sun won Best Horror Experimental Film at the New York International Independent Film and Video Festival in 2003. So, indulge your wicked side at wickedpixel.com and order these award-winning films today. Also, at the WickedPixel Cinema online web store, you'll find t-shirts, hoodies, and other Wicked wearables that you won't find anywhere else. Check out WickedPixel Cinema at wickedpixel.com today.
One joke, that's what they got. It's horrible. It's already old. It wasn't funny to me the first time. That's just me, but now it's old. And we're talking about Last Comic Standing. So,
anyway. We're on?
Wait, well, the break's over. We have
we're back.
Like Schwarzenegger and the Turk. Oh, I hate that. I'm never going to get away from it. Here's our next PSA. Talk amongst yourselves.
You know what I think?
What?
I think you forgot to lock your door.
Son of a bitch.
A lot of people do that. They forget.
He is a son of a bitch.
That's too bad because all crime needs is a chance. Don't give it the chance. It's my job to teach you to protect yourselves. Make it your job to learn.
Where it comes.
Write the box 6600.
Oh, did you hear that? That was Rockville, great. Maryland. I was eating ice cream in the
oh, and one more thing. Lock your door. Nobody and knows take what... a bite out of crime.
So that was McGruff. He really is a son of a bitch.
He really is.
And we got a lot of McGruff the Crime Dog commercials back in the 80s.
Yeah,
with the whole taking a bite out of crime. And it's funny to me because it's like, you know, talk about fear-mongering. Lock your doors.
Or a big, giant dog in a trench coat.
You know what's weird? If you watch that commercial, he's, like, small.
Huh.
He's, like, shorter than the door handle, and the lady that's standing in the house, he's like, I'm like,
wow,
oh,
really?
I'm being a lot bigger than that.
Really?
Not very intimidating, is
no.
it?
No.
Yeah, I'm kicking him. Because,
you know,
house.
Like, I saw this guy was breaking into a house once, and McGruff went to stop him. And the guy just went like this. Here, it's over here. It's over, ha! And then he acted like he threw the ball, and it really phased him out. And then he started rubbing him on the belly. McGruff just started kicking that back leg, and dude got away.
And then afterwards, McGruff started licking himself, right?
Because he can.
Because yeah. he can.
Come on, if you...
We fall off the couch, he doesn't.
That's right. Next.
Captain O.G. Reedmore here. If they send the mouse to outer space with light and getting snow, if a Martian lands on top of the street, you'll be the first to know. If you read the daily paper, your favorite magazine, you'll be out in front and in the know on all the latest scenes. You can tell your friends, you heard it first. You'll hold the latest news. So read the paper and some magazine, because reading is what news.
So that's Cap Moji Reedmore. He's a cat that tap dances and lives on the streets.
Apparently a captain, too.
He lives in the slums with torn pants, and he's pretty much a bum from everything I remember. He was a panhandler, pretty much, who goes around and steals books, I think. And I remember that's what he did.
He's thief.
That's a good, great inspiration for reading.
He is. Well, you know what he's saying, though, is you can be down on your luck, man. You should still read a damn book. Because what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
What do we got? What do we got?
Give the hoop, don't pollute.
Oh, this is good. And then I left the commercial on. It's really good. Mike's going to like this one.
Hi, I'm Michael J. Fox, and I'll be right back with One to Grow On.
One to Grow On.
With the fun shape of honeycomb, you never know what you'll imagine. If you analyze, you can energize.
You can fantasize.
With some inspiration, you'll get good vibrations and a sweet sensation.
Honeycomb!
With the right perception, you'll give fuel injection to this crisp selection.
Honeycomb!
So when you fantasize, you may be surprised. Sweet, crunchy honeycomb cereal, part of this complete breakfast. More fun than you ever imagined.
Okay.
Remember when Uncle George was here? Oh, yeah, he was lots of fun. Well, remember when he put me on his lap and played with me? Yeah, he liked you. He played with you most of all. Well, he put his hands in some places I didn't like. It made me feel real weird.
Uncle George sounds like he might have a problem keeping his hands to himself, and that's a problem that can become very serious. Your body belongs to you. You know that. So no one should touch you in ways that make you feel uncomfortable. And if you think someone's touching you in ways that are strange, whether it's a teacher or a friend or your favorite uncle, tell your parents or another adult.
Crazy Uncle Randy.
Maybe there's nothing wrong. But if there is, someone ought to know about it right away.
If it made you feel funny, go tell Mom then. But I don't want to get in trouble. You didn't do anything wrong, did you?
You won't get in trouble.
Then I'll go tell Mom and Dad about it right now.
And that's One to Grow On.
Well, that was an interesting PSA.
Good God. Damn, that was creepy. Oh.
Wow, you can make it do tricks. That's Yeah, so, Stu, I think what Michael was getting at was when somebody's touching you and it's making you feel funny, well, that's just natural.
Is that just like climbing the rope in gym class?
It'll stop feeling funny after a few minutes, and you'll start to enjoy it. So just sit back and relax and have
enjoy
fun
the
with
burn.
It. Unless I wouldn't recommend you doing that from your uncle, your aunt though. That's kind of sexy.
Crazy but Uncle Randy. Uncles,
never your aunts. Never your uncles. I've seen the aunt videos. Let's move on.
What's even better? Second cousin.
Third cousin. Yeah, you can't do second cousin. You disgusting. Oh man. Next PSA. You desperate menu. Here we go. Here's the PSA.
Well, she was in town.
Natural disasters strike anytime, anywhere, usually with little or no warning.
But only
now,
nationally.
We can't stop earthquakes, hurricanes, or floods.
We can't.
But the more we know about preparing for them, the better off we'll be. Information on disaster preparedness
is
available
Kearns.
By calling 1-800-842-2200. Please call. Your life might depend on it.
I'm just going to keep going, because this is what we need to hear.
Hey, where's John?
What's all the excitement?
Wakanda! We can't find John. He was heading that way.
Oh, no. Check that old refrigerator.
Mikey. Thanks, Wakanda.
Remember, never get in anything that could close up and trap you.
Like an old trunk or an abandoned refrigerator. Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I.
Joe. Yo-ho.
Okay, so for those of you who are around my age and Stu's age and...
A lot of kids getting stuck in refrigerators.
No, I don't think that happened a lot, actually, but...
I don't think so either.
But what I was...
Well, you know what? You know what they usually say? There's not a warning on something unless it's happened.
Oh, I know it's happened, but apparently it must have been a really big scare in the 80s.
Yeah.
I put the G.I. Joe one. I just grabbed one, and I picked one that I thought was kind of humorous. Just because it's like, I don't remember being stupid at the age of 10. Like, oh, well, thanks for telling me that. But the G.I. Joe PSAs, the knowing is half the battle, are one of those things that just stuck in my head, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, I still just, like, I remember almost every one of them. And a couple years back, of course, somebody went through and re-edited the words over all of them.
Oh, yeah, and made them, like, gangsta and stuff.
No, there's those, and then there's, like, pork chop sandwiches, which is a really famous one. And then there's... That kid's trying to talk to him, and he just keeps going... And the kid's getting creeped out. It's really funny shit. YouTube them, because they're all over there. Yeah. But they're good. We're almost through the PSAs, but here's whatever's next.
If I get a squirt, the mom gives me a piece of pie. Spin my knee, she gives me some cake. Some dirt in my eye will get me some pie. Whenever I'm hurt, mom gives me dessert. Hey, I better ask for a kiss instead of a cookie. If you want to console me, I'd love a big hug. If you want to reward me, a kiss would be great. Well, I don't need a cookie to make me feel better. Some love will work wonders without ad weight.
So, apparently, as well as climbing into refrigerators, we were all getting fat in the 80s. Oh! Apparently, they were right.
I don't know. I still like his mom's pie.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the cherry wine.
Okay, we got one more, and this is an old familiar, too. This next one was added on. Oh, we might have two more, but I think we have one more.
They're doing push-ups in Peoria. They're jogging in L.A. They're exercising everything in lots of crazy ways. What take it from the chopper? Hey, the chopper, yeah, that's me. If you want to have great choppers, exercise your teeth. Exercise those choppers, really chew, chew, chew. Exercise those choppers on some good hard food. Your molars grind.
Your canines tear.
Incisors bite right through. So exercise those choppers on some good hard food.
Pumpernickel,
carrot sticks,
crunchy fruit, some nuts. Things you really have to chew will make your choppers tough. So take it from the chopper, cause choppers know it's true.
Exercise is great, but exercise your choppers too. Hey, chopper, how about running a few laps with us?
Hey, later, man, I'm eating a celery stick. This is hard exercise.
Okay, so I'm just going to play the next one, and then we'll be done with the PSAs, but these two are very related because I remember them. Because They had a really big thing in the 80s about us and food. Because I think they realized in the 80s we were all going to become fat cows.
Hi, time for timer. What? No time for breakfast.
I'm the one with the metal microphone.
Since 6 o'clock last night, you haven't eaten a bite. Come on, I'll show you why that's really not the way for a growing kid to start a busy day. Here we are inside your body, and this noisy, empty space is your stomach getting angry because there's no food in the place. Uh-oh, let's find some food fast.
Find some food fast.
I don't want you to think this is the best way to eat breakfast, but in case you can't cook, and if you haven't time for a good cereal in a well-balanced meal, then this quickie breakfast is better than nothing at all, okay? Hey, here's orange juice and milk and fruit juice waiting to be taken. And bless my soul, right here's a bowl with one cold piece of steak in a hard-boiled egg or chicken leg or cheese or luncheon meat or a peanut butter sandwich. Any time of day is a treat. So to keep your mom from grumbling and stop that stomach rumbling and keep your legs from stumbling when you play. Some kind of breakfast every day.
Boom, boom. And that is it for the public service announcements that we're going to play. And that was a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah, said a mouthful.
So public service announcements became one of those things in the 80s that we all as children just had to freaking deal with. And as I mentioned in my little article, we didn't have DVRs, man.
Nope. They didn't we have a mask one that you said? Or was
yeah, but they were on the other thing. These were tacked on to everything. Everything.
Oh, yeah, everything.
And when they weren't tacked on, they just shoved them in the middle. The one to grow on, that was one of those things that was shoved in the middle. Same with the More You Knows. We had the Stop the Madness. Do you guys remember Stop the Madness about drinking and driving?
Yeah.
We had Mask at the end of the Mask cartoon. They were on there. G.I. Joe.
Didn't Transformers do something like that?
I don't remember Transformers ever doing it. I could be wrong, but I don't remember that.
And you had the Give a Hoot, Don't Pollute. Yeah, but it was...
Only You Can Prevent Forest Fires. Mm. Jeez, people, we were all stupid. Thank God we had the PSAs to clear things up. You hear my voice is getting a little... Starting to get a little rough there, yeah. And we wanted to kind of bring the PSAs up. There were three things we had interesting in the 80s. The public service announcements.
Yes.
We had commercials were very interesting, and then the infomercials were extremely interesting as well. And we had a lot of the Alfonso Rivera thing is actually more of an infomercial. And then we had Mr. Famous, Mr. Popeil, Ron Popeil, who Stewie doesn't remember, which is amazing to me. But he made all kinds of stuff, and we'll go through that at the end of the show. I need to see where we're at, and I'm sorry if the show's a little off because I'm Or the weather. This is what it is. So Stewie actually got some commercials. Now let's deal with some commercials for a few minutes. Let's talk about some commercials. Let's talk about the ones you remember the most.
Well, who could forget the Where's the Beef?
Where's the Beef? I would say Where's the Beef is probably the most famous series of commercials from the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you should really go sometime if you're interested in a nerd. Like myself, and read some of the history of this whole thing because it's pretty interesting.
Was it also the McDonald's ones, like the chicken nuggets? Like we do have a cartoon.
We do
a cartoon, a commercial for it.
Dunkin' Donuts commercials.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Time to make the donuts.
Guy died, by the way.
Yes, I know.
You always bring up that everyone dies.
We had
That's the way I roll, Sue.
To all beef patties.
Uh oh.
Special sauce,
special
lettuce,
sauce.
Cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
You said pickle.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. You don't know the Big Mac song, do you?
I remember.
He knows the special sauce,
but I don't know it word for word. But I just remember it, and just like have it your way.
Have a Saturday, what?
Oh, my goodness.
Which, by the way, it is Saturday right now.
Officially.
Yeah,
meanwhile, back at the...
You're scaring me. You should stop. I don't know what you got here, so let's just... Actually, some of these I had, which is interesting. So let's start with a McDonald's commercial here from Stewie D.
The great basketball playoff and Ronald McDonald.
And I'm Chicken McNuggets.
Where are they moving?
And Ronald the first basket. Now the McNuggets make a basket.
And they're weaving a basket.
The scorer's all tied.
Ooh,
and the crowd's going wild. Ronald moves in for a dunk.
Barbecue sauce, McDonald's barbecue sauce.
This is kind of disturbing.
And the McNuggets go for a dunk. And you didn't even dribble.
It's a good time for the drinking of McDonald's.
So that's creepy because we ate those chicken McNuggets.
I did eat those earlier.
I remember McDonald's commercials. I remember specifically when they changed Ronald McDonald's in the late 80s and, like, thought we wouldn't notice. They did that to the honeybee as well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, those aren't the same. He's taller and creepier and has a higher voice. What are some of these dudes? What's
I just randomly got a few.
So I wish McDonald's would prepare us for, you know, Ronald McDonald changings.
Yeah, he should be like, changing look, something's going to happen. All right.
It'd be like the changing of the guard. In
changing
England.
Of the clowns?
Yeah.
Punching of the clowns?
Well, what's this one? This looks good. What's this?
Hey, what you eating? A neat candy bar. Boy, is it crispy. Sounds good. It smells peanutty. What do you call it?
Oh, my God.
Whatchamacallit? Whatchamacallit?
That's right.
What's right?
The name.
What name?
Whatchamacallit?
You forgot the name?
Whatchamacallit, the totally different crunchy bar of peanutty tasting crisp drenched in chocolate. Whatchamacallit from Hershey. You can ask for it by name.
Can I have some of that?
Some of what?
Ha.
Ha ha.
Dude, I've had a Whatchamacallit forever.
A Whatchamacallit?
Whatchamacallit, that's the name, Kevin. Jeez.
What do you call it?
A Whatchamahoozit.
Chisel on how?
This is the sick cast with me, who is sick. And you want to know, it might not be the best cast ever, but it's better than the one we were trying to do earlier.
Horrible.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm saying. Because this way, we kind of planned it this way, because next week is such a momentous occasion that this week
what's
is...
What's the time we're sitting at right now?
Almost an hour.
See... Our other one was like 20 minutes.
We're over an hour. It was, and nothing. 20 minutes of nothing. Let's play some Totally TJ. All
right.
And let's hear his take on public service announcements and commercials. And we'll come back and we'll just BS for a few minutes before we get out of here about next week and everything. So let's do the Totally TJ.
Oh, wow. It's totally retro.
Now it's time for another installment of...
Totally.
TJ.
Can you dig it?
Totally.
Hey, y'all. It's TJ with the Fun and In Edition. That's right. I'm so bad, I'm nationwide. I'm been busy as hell, and so I apologize for the audio quality of this particular edition of... Totally TJ. Oh my God. the PSAs in the 80s went crazy. I think what happened, to maintain broadcasting rights for specific channels and stuff, there's a certain number of hours that have to be dedicated every single week to public access type stuff or public service information. So you have, like, your public access station, so they allocate for every so many things. There's X number of public access stations, which is, you know, you can pay money for the station time just to use their studio or, you know, put your own stuff in. I hiccuped there. That's what that was. Put your own stuff in or, and then broadcast crap like in Wayne's World when you saw them doing their little bit there. That's what that is. That's public access. PSAs, public service announcements, are to fulfill the obligation that the studios had or the stations had to do X number of hours a week. Well, somewhere along the line, they figured out instead of putting crap on at the end of the broadcast day, you know, like the whole, like, where's your children? It's 11:35 p.m., you know, that kind of stuff, which was actually kind of funny. There was a series that they figured out that if we make small cartoon ones and shove it on Saturday morning, that can go towards our quota, which is where you get Schoolhouse Rock with Conjunction Junction. What is your function? And, you know, and you got all that other good stuff, like, what the hell was that little weird peanut, Mr. Peanut-looking mutated dude? Was it time for a timer? And, by the way, I'm getting over bronchitis. That's why my voice sounds like crap. Anyway, and, yeah, he was all, like, the dude was, like, the weird little peanut thing, and he's showing us how to make cheese and crackers. What the hell? Yeah, I need somebody to tell me how to make cheese and crackers, but whatever. So, you know, that's how they fulfilled that. Yeah, so besides the Time for Timer and the Schoolhouse Rock, I remember they had, I think it was NBC had The More You Know. And you can see current, like, parodies of those on the Family Guy show. They'll run the where, you know, like, they'll just stand in front of a black background, and the camera will slowly pan around them a little bit, and the actor stands all solemn in front of it and says, you know, if someone touches you in your bikini area and you don't want them to, that's a naughty touch. Go tell an adult or teacher that you trust. And then, like, the star would blow up out of the top of their head, the more you know. Oh, wow, I didn't realize that. Thank you for letting me know that. And so, you know, anyway, that was one of the other ones. But I think, actually, that ran prime time. They would throw that in there instead of a commercial spot, like, last 15 seconds. But it goes towards their quota. I just thought it was kind of interesting, you know, because they used to run, I guess, like a community bulletin board or something like that before that. And a lot of stations still do that. But somewhere in the middle of the 80s, they figured, you know, if we get famous people to do these little PSA drop spots, they can go ahead and secure some more time. one of the ones that just popped into my mind, I don't know if you guys remember, this actually may be from the 70s, but I know they ran in the 80s also. It was Iron Eyes Cody was the name of the character, which I don't know if he was actually portrayed by a real Native American or if it was actually an Italian guy, because that's what they ended up doing all the old Gunsmoke stuff. All the Indians were played by Italian guys with bad makeup. But it was this old Native American Indian. He's standing out there, and he's, like, looking at the plains. He turns around, looks at the highway, and, like, some, like, drunken redneck tosses a beer can at him going by at 80 miles an hour. And then the camera pans in and focuses on his face, and he just stands there all solemn, and there's a sudden slight searing of the eye, and one little drop falls. So it's, I don't know if it was supposed to be, like, you know, every time you toss out trash and make an Indian cry or what, but, I mean, it was an environmental thing, but, oh, God, I'm about to forget it. The best PSAs ever were put out by, I think it was Deke is the name of the company, which is I'm pretty sure it was, because FAT bought them up later. I don't know, shit, I'm babbling. They were the people that had the PSAs that were built into the end of the G.I. Joe episodes. Oh, they were great. You can find some awesome parodies of those, by the way, if you look on YouTube. Anyway, yeah, and it was always like, you know, hey, let's go steal this bike and then race away, and it'd be fun because, you know, we don't see these steal stuff or something. And then, like a G.I. Joe member would just, like, hop out of a car and be like, ah, hey, kids, stealing bicycles is wrong. Like, wow, we didn't know. Thanks, Duke. And they'd be like, G.I. Joe. Like, then more, was it the, we didn't know. And now you know. And knowing is half the battle. That's what it was. Yeah. Oh, my God. Those were awesome. But anyway, that's enough of me for this week. Sorry again about the quality of the audio here. And I will talk to you, Casey Kids, later. Bye-bye.
Hello. I like
and millions have to battle.
I like the hiccup burp right in the middle. That was beautiful. So here we are, face to face, right where we belong. Okay, so this week was, you know, no input. I'm just dead, and we're all dead.
It was a fun little episode, you know.
And it's rough having the Big Hair Bash and the 1 year so close together, but we're saving up so
yeah
for next weekend. The show had a lot of stuff, you know, but I really didn't want to. Woo!
Voicemail.
Somebody's on the line.
I really just I didn't want to overkill you with just clips or lists, which is what we essentially did anyway. But next week is the 50th, and we're kind of preparing for that, I think. And next week ought to be a lot of fun, and there's going to be a lot going on.
Hell yeah.
And that's another thing, putting together next week's is, putting it together ahead of time. So come next week, be part of this with us.
That's right.
So do contact stuff. Should you want to contact us and tell us this week sucked, we don't care.
Or tell us it was great for some reason. I don't know.
206-350-6229 is our voicemail.
Or you can go to obscurities@gmail.com to email us directly, or just go to www.obscurities.com and click on the contact button.
And go there anyway because there's stuff to check out. You can tell I'm not feeling it. I'm starting to feel a little worse.
Or you can go to MySpace and check us out there, myspace.com/80s obscure. Or just do a search for obscure 80s.
Ribbit. And Mike, has he said anything?
No.
Yeah, I did say something.
Like, when?
I'm the MIC at Epic Proportions.
Yeah, well, you know, every day is an epic proportion.
Every Saturday?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but, you know, I share the world, my talents, my...
Well, he just told me he was going to sing. Listen.
Yeah, let's
go ahead.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow. Well, before we go to do that thing where we go to sign off, I'm going to play two more commercials because I want to.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. If you ask me, I'll say.
That's how I learned to spell baloney.
Dang it.
I thought it was bologna.
I learned how to spell baloney from the Oscar Mayer commercial, and I learned how to spell bologna. Banana because of Gwen Stefani.
I thought it was bologna.
Bananas!
Or, was it,
I hope to God people held on long enough to hear that.
Or was it Fergie? And her spelling songs.
So who was it? Oh, Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Melissa was telling me the other day that she's driving down. She has a little girl, and about somewhere, I think, a little bit older than my little girl.
She spawned.
She's driving down the road, and her little girl is singing "My Humps." My hump, my hump. I'm like, that's a beautiful thing for your child to be singing. And here's one more commercial that we're going to play before we go out, because we have to, and we can sing if you can remember all the words to this one, which you may hear.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves.
So basically everyone.
I'd like to teach the world to sing with me. I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company.
That's for real.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Yet I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company.
It's the real thing.
So now we decide to get pumped up and excited. I should have played those in the beginning. I didn't know.
Dang.
I hope you stuck with us, and I hope you understand why it is the way it is. And we still managed to go an hour and frickin' 20. Of course, 20 minutes of that was public service announcements and me and TJ talking.
Hey, you know.
So, with that said, McStewie D. Instead of MC, I called you Mick like McDonald's. Do you have anything that you would like to say? Anybody have anything they would like to say? Casey? Thanks. Mikey? Stewie D?
Be awesome, everybody.
Stay excellent.
Party on.
Be excellent to each other.
Yeah. I need a Vegematic.
Awesome.
I need a fucking fisherman. I need a handy appliance that'll scramble an egg while it's still inside its shell.
The Raiders are fancy fight. How does that make you feel?
Help me, Mr. Paul Pale.
has been a Pinnacle production.
This program was recorded at Studio 2100 and is a Pinnacle production.
All right, now, I'm real fast. Let me tell you what I think, and this shall come to pass. My name is Geek. I put them on as a shocker. Man, I love these blue blockers. Everything is clear. They block out the sun. Oh, yeah, I got to get me some. Everything is groovy now. No bull in my speech. This is what I do up and down Venice Beach. My name is Geek. I'm more than a hip hopper, and I'll be cheap in my blue blockers. Yeah. Now, what do I mean? Yes, these sunglasses are really, really keen. So there you have to out there in TV Land. Get you some glasses, that's what's in the lab. Remember what I said, now I'm a hip hopper, So get you some blue blockers. Nah, you just this week. I'll see you later. I gotta make some money on the beat.
The blue box he's carrying around in this.
We then gave him a free pair for doing such a great job. Watch him continue.
Oh, check it out now. Because what you heard me say on TV, they give him these pairs of blockers for free. Everything is fake. Now listen to me. Like I said before, they gave them to me free. You can get them where? You got to order them on TV? All right, now believe you me. There's a number soon that appear on your screen. Everything is groovy. Do you know what I mean?
I float
like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Yep, these blockers all cave with me. Yeah, I say, it's a fact. My blocker, they going with my hat. What more can I say? Oh, they are so nice. These are the words that I like to spice. Everything is straight now, I must speak. Blue blockers, yep, are for a Dr. Geek. Que paso, amigos, and hey, señorita. With these blue blockers, your life is muy bonita.
And I would like...
Tilmac presents Alfonso Ribeiro.
Hi. You know, I wasn't born... Aww. You know, I wasn't born...
I was not born liking mayonnaise.